Thank you this morning for coming. My name's Scott Thackerson. I'm filling in for Keith today, our pastor, who's away preaching at another church. He actually has three services this morning. So we lift him up, and Lord, just bless Keith. Give him strength this morning to get through all three of those services, that your spirit would move through him in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome. First-time visitors, we want to welcome you online. Welcome you online. Let's give it up for those that are home and our visitors here today. Want to ask you to, there's an app that you can go onto, but also a Connect card. They're in your seats. You can get that information to us, drop it in the back, black boxes in the back of the room as you leave. We promise not to drive you crazy. And with anything, just we want to have Connect, just to let you know that we're here and what we can do. Also, on that app and also on the Connect, there's a way that little, what's that thing called? I forgot what it is. Yeah, barcode, where you can go on there and you can click on that, and it has all information. Like, today is Baptism Sunday. We have it set up all the time. I mean, it may not be warm, but it's there. But if there's some point in time down the road, anything, there's all kind of stuff in there you can go and click on and do, and it sends the emails out to different people, especially Chelsea, and shoot, we get back in touch with you. But if you desire to be baptized today, we got you back here. I don't know. Rebecca, I think's out in the back in the hallway getting everybody ready. If you want, go back there. We'll get it done. But any other time, you can click on that. It'll send you right to the baptism thing. You fill out that information, hit click, it sends the emails. We're good to go. We'll be in contact with you, okay? So we want you to be aware of that. Also, next Sunday is Communion Sunday. We receive communion, Holy Communion. You do not have to be a member of this church to receive Holy Communion. And we're just excited to have that. And so that will be next Sunday. And we invite you to come and celebrate the Lord's Supper with us and the price and the sacrifice he made for us, his body broken for us and his blood shed for us. Amen? Amen. All right. Am I missing anything? Where's Chelsea? I know she's here. Oh, okay. I got everything good? Okay, I'm good. All right. Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to get through this today. The Lord has laid this message on my heart months ago. And I didn't know when I would get to preach again. And so I just, when Keith asked me, I started working on it. And I'm here to tell you, if it's for nobody else in this room, it has slapped me, jack slapped me, stomped on my toes, and still stomping on my toes. It's for me this morning, for nobody else. But we're going to start the passage this morning. The first passage is Proverbs 3. And the name of the title is Trusting God in Every Season. So let that sink in just a minute. It's one thing to trust God. I know it's easier said than done. But trusting God in every season of life. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, I'm reading from the NIV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So we're going to break that down this morning, but I have a question for you to start off. What does it mean to trust in the Lord? What does it mean to trust in the Lord? It means to place our full confidence in his character. That's good, right? You got that. It means to place our full confidence in his promises. Okay. I got that, right? You good with that? It means to place our full confidence in his plans, even when they don't make sense to us. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, now, that one hurts. To have place our full confidence in His plans, even when they don't make sense to us. You see, I just real quickly share you a situation. A year ago, I felt direction in my business to go in a different way. Total change kind of thing, and legal stuff and all this stuff, and Don and I started praying about it. Created a new corporation, Center of the Mark. That's the name of the corporation. Ready to go, changed everything, spent tens of thousands of dollars to make this happen. Felt like the Lord was leading, and wham, the door slammed. Already into it. I'm like, Lord, what in the world? Where did this come from? Why did this happen? What about this? What about that? I'm angry. I'm struggling. How did I miss it? What happened? You know what? I can't stand here today and tell you I got an answer because I don't know. But the end of last year, when all this started going on, the Lord said, your word for 2025 is trust. And so trust has been that word that I've been leaning on. And everything that I read in my daily devotionals and stuff, I started marking everything that had trust so that I could go back to it. When this happened and I started this sermon, I went back to every one of those. And you're going to hear some of them. But it doesn't matter. Even when they don't make sense, He's asking us to place our full confidence and trust in Him. You see, it's more than an intellectual agreement. It's a matter of the heart. I want to say that again. It's more than an intellectual agreement. It's a matter of the heart. With all of our heart means there's no room for divided loyalty. This is popping. Do I need to change? Nemo, do you want me to change mics? Okay. I'll try that. So with all of our heart means there's no room for divided loyalty. Trusting God is not about feelings. It's a decision. I can't, sorry. Is that better? Okay, sorry. I even changed pants. I had pants that didn't have a belt on. And they were kind of, I thought, if I put this back on, I'm going to be up here pulling my pants up. So Donna brought me some other pants, and now I don't even need it. Anyway, okay. So trusting God is not about faith. It's a decision to lean on Him when life is uncertain. I want to look at Psalm 28:7. Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me. We live in a world that's constantly changing. If you haven't heard, we bombed 3 nuclear plants in Iran. People are all just up in arms. You know, oh my goodness, you know what? The Lord knew this a long time ago. And you know what else? He knows how it's going to end. We can't do anything about it but pray. And we got to trust. Every season. We live in a world that's constantly changing. People change. Circumstances shift. Our emotions go up and down. You see, in the middle of all this, there's one anchor that we are called to hold on to, and that's trust in God. But trust isn't always easy, is it? Especially when life doesn't make sense. And I can tell you, there's been a lot of that in my life. It just don't make sense. And this morning, I want us to look at what it means to truly trust God, not just when things are going well, but when we can't see the next step. And the Lord just tells us to follow Him one step at a time. That's all he requires of us. So my first point this morning, if you've got notes, also, I think Chelsea said that they're in the app. Is that right, Chelsea? Did I misspeak? Man, good. All right, got it. Thank you. If you have the app, you can go on there. You can follow along as well. If you should receive the bulletin thing there, and they're in there, you can write in there. But the first step this morning is trust requires surrender. What an appropriate song. Man, surrender it all. Trust requires surrender. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, that's Proverbs 3 passage says. Trusting God begins with surrender. It's easy to say we trust God when life's going, I mean, we're whistling down the road, just say everything's great. Oh, got a flat tire. Oh, something. Man, things start to change. But what about when the job is lost? What about when the diagnosis comes in? What about when a relationship falls apart? You see, trust is not partial. The verse says, all our heart, all your heart. That means even the parts that are anxious, even the parts that are confused. How about afraid? Yeah. Surrendering control to God doesn't mean giving up. It means placing our confidence in someone far more greater than ourselves. When we feel ourselves sinking in the sea of circumstances, I want you to try saying something. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. And when we do, He will draw Himself back to us. I want you to try a new habit, something I've been doing for over a year. And it works for me when I remember to do it, and I have to focus on it all the time, especially the last couple of months. And I want you to say this with me. I trust you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Say it with me. I trust you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Now, come on, you can do better than that. I trust you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I want us to remember that. I promise you it helps. Uh-oh, I'm getting laughed at over here. I don't know what's going on. I trust you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. So in response to whatever happens to you, this simple practice will help us see in every situation. We have to trust Him at all times and all circumstances. And I know it's easier said than done. I said that earlier. But saying, I trust you, Jesus, help me, Jesus, is something that can help us through all that. Trusting Him with all of our heart. It's not easy. When we're weary and everything seems to be going wrong, we can still utter those four words. I trust you, Jesus. This woman right up here, she'll have 8,000 things going on and just all this stuff, and she's gone. It's all, just going. My wife is another one. Donna, all the time, just, it don't matter. And I get a little thing, and I'm struggling, whatever it is. And these two are just wide open joy. That's what we're talking about. I trust you, Jesus. Help me. Even when we're down and weary, those four words, I trust you, Jesus, are powerful. By doing this, we release the matters to Him and His control, and we fall back into the security of the everlasting arms. Number two, trust means letting go of our understanding. The scripture of Proverbs 3 says, and lean not on your own understanding. There are things in life that we'll never fully understand. Why does suffering happen? Why do my prayers seem to go unanswered? Am I the only one that feels that way sometimes? My mom's told me several times over the years, Scott, I'm praying, but the Lord ain't hearing my prayers. You need to pray more. I'm like, Mom, my prayers don't go any further and any more than yours. The Lord hears them. He hears our prayers. Why doors close when they thought they were open? Man, I can relate to that so big time. You see, because our perspective is limited. God sees the full picture. We only see a piece of the puzzle. My middle child, our daughter, Bridget Danae, loves doing puzzles. And she'll have
1,000 pieces, 2,000, 3,000, whatever it is, 5,000 huge pieces. And it just drives me crazy. I don't have the patience. But she'll sit there and work on it for a few hours and come back. She did a puzzle. She's had several in the past that people had given her. She bought at the yard sale or whatever, and they'd miss a piece or whatever. But she bought a brand new puzzle not long ago, got to the very end, and one piece was missing. Now, you know what it looks like because you can see it on the box. But I don't know about you, but when I look at a puzzle and there's a piece missing, I'm drawn to that piece that's missing, and I can't get the full picture. But see, God doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's a piece missing. He created it. He sees that whole thing, whether it's missing or not. But us as humans, we struggle. We got to have it. We think we have to have it. That's where we need to trust Him. Leaning on our understanding is like leaning on a broken crutch. You ever tried doing that? Can't hold you. Understanding is limited. God's wisdom is higher than ours. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Our reasoning can be clouded by fear. It can be clouded by pride. It can be clouded by short-sightedness. You see, trust means surrendering the need to figure it out. I want that to sink in a minute. This song that we just did, The Surrender. My dad, I don't know if I want to do this, but I need to. I feel like I need to. My dad's been in the hospital in and out for weeks, and ICU, and my dad had back surgery, and it didn't go well, and another surgery, and didn't go well anyway. And he's got dementia, and it's gotten worse. And I was going through my notes last night. And my brother, who's down there, my dad's in Birmingham, my brother texted my wife, Donna, and said, "Hey, would you get Scott to call me?" And I didn't have my phone with me, and he had tried to reach me, and so Donna told him. So I stopped my sermon, going through my sermon, and I called him. And he started telling me that my dad had called him, and he wanted to know where he was at. Didn't know where he was at. "Dad, you're in ICU, you're in the hospital." "No, I fell asleep," and I'm going to make it short because of time, but of what all was said. And he said, "I fell asleep, and I woke up, and they have me in a bunker. You're not going to find me." He said, "I need you to bring me some clothes so I can go." And my brother kept on, "No, Dad, you're in the hospital. You can't move. You got to stay still," and all this other stuff. But just on and on and on, this was my dad. After, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes of talking to my brother about all this, and my dad called back and, you know, "Hey, I gotta go. You gotta get me. I'm in a bunker." I was just like, "Okay, Lord." He's 2 hours away. And I kind of took a deep breath. And I picked up my notes. Where I left off, the next thing was, you see, trust means surrendering the need to figure it all out. I lost it. Y'all, if that's not a God thing, I don't know what is. It was right at me. "Let go, Scott. You can't go down there. You can't do anything. You got to let Him go. Surrender." Surrender the need to figure it out. So many times we get caught up in the worries of tomorrow, and Jesus says to trust Him one day at a time. Think of it as like navigating on a trail. You're hiking in a trail, and there's fog, and you can't see but a few feet in front of you. You got to pull that compass out, right? Well, God's our compass in life. We might not be able to see tomorrow. We may not be able to see this afternoon. Things are changing. But that's where God's our compass, and he's leading us. As I said a few minutes ago about this war, God knew a long time ago this was coming. And God knows what's happening tomorrow and the next week and the next month. Matthew 6:34 says, Jesus teaches us from the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus said this on that Sermon on the Mount. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen to that, right? This keeps us close to him, responsive to his will, if you will. My father-in-law was one of these men that was just unbelievable. They broke the mold after they made Dad, Papa. He was just kind of even keel, just good man. And he used to tell Donna growing up all the time when she would come home all wired up, school and stuff was going on, different things he'd say. And I got to say this right. I'm trying. She can say it real good. But he'd say, girl, are you barring trouble? Did I say it right, honey? Okay. Barring trouble. And so we say that to each other, and mainly her to me a lot, not girl part, but the barring trouble. Are we borrowing trouble, y'all? Tomorrow has enough problems of its own. We have enough today. Why worry about it? We have to give it to him. Trust is not a natural response. Hear me say that. Especially for those of us who have been deeply wounded. Guys, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we over another place, Don and I came broken, hurt from church and different things that had happened as a pastor. You guys took us, loved us. I wasn't healed. I had to go. Left for a little while, came back. Same thing. You guys just embraced us and loved us and has helped us heal from those wounds and those hurts. And that's what we're supposed to do for each other. And I want to say thank you because you guys have done that for us. You see, we all have to exert our will to trust him in all circumstances. Don't let our trying to understand distract us from his presence. He equips us to get through the day victoriously as we live in deep dependence on him. Tomorrow's busy worrying about itself. Don't get tangled up in the worry webs. Trust him one day at a time. Don't borrow trouble. Number three, trust him involves obedience. In all your ways, submit to him. The scripture proverb says, in all your ways, submit to him. You see, trusting God's not passive. It's active and requires obedience. Are we inviting God into all of our lives? Our relationships, our careers, our finances, our decisions. Obedience often precedes understanding. Ooh. We may not understand, but that obedience precedes it. Think about Abraham. Abraham was told to go to, I'm going to give you this property, this land, where I'm going to give you your inheritance here of this. Just go. Where am I going, God? Just go. Take your people and go. I will lead you. I will show you. Wow, what obedience, what a trust. Hebrews 11:8 is where it comes from. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as inheritance, obeyed and went, even though, the scripture says, even though he did not know where he was going. This is not just about trusting God in the big things, our marriages, our careers, crisis, but in all things. How we treat others, how we spend our time, even our attitude at work or home. Acknowledging God means we seek him in every area of our life. It's a lifestyle of prayer, dependence, and humility. Lord, what would you have me do? That should become our daily prayer. Lord, what would you have me do? We have to continue on the path with Jesus. enjoying His presence even in adversity. He always goes before us as well as alongside us. And guess what? He has our rear too. He's our rear guard. When I pray with people and pray, I say, always talk about that and pray about that, because that's, He goes before us. He knows. But He's also walking light around us. The Holy Spirit's right here with us. But you know the armor of God that He creates us is all on the front part here. There's nothing covering our back. We have to trust Him. That's where we have to trust Him. Lord, You got me. Because I can't go forward if I'm turning around looking at my back. I got to keep going. Waiting, trusting, and hoping, all those things are intricately connected. Number four, trust leads to divine direction. And that last part of Proverbs says, and He will make your path straight. This is God's promise, church. Not that life will be easy. Can't find that in there. But that He will guide us a straight path. It means clarity. It means direction. It means purpose, even through trials. You see, God honors trust with His guidance. His path leads to peace, even when the path would not something we had chosen. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we trust and obey, God promises to direct our paths. Key word there, church. Direct. Direct. He doesn't promise an easy path, but a straight one. Meaningful, purposefully guided, and anchored in His will. Sometimes God straightens our paths, you know. We get off the path, and we get crooked. He straightens our paths by removing obstacles, but sometimes He strengthens us by walking through them. You hear that, church? That one hurts. I know. He strengthened us to get through it. Thankfulness is built on a substructure of trust. When thankful words stick in our throats and it's very hard to say, and I just don't know if I could say it. We got to check up in our life and find out what the foundation of trust is. Where is it in our life? Where is that? When thankfulness flows freely from our hearts and our lips, that allows our gratitude to draw us closer to Him. But church, here's the key this morning. We have to have and need to have the help of the Holy Spirit to respond appropriately. Something I ask the Lord in my prayer time every day is, Lord, help me live, love, and think through You. And Lord, when I live and I love and I think through You, my dead gum feelings, thoughts, and emotions are under control. And Lord, that's a big obstacle for me, to control my feelings, thoughts, and emotions, but it's nothing to You. And it's nothing if I live, love, and think through You. But if I would just live, love, and think through Jesus, no problems. That's a tall challenge, I understand. But our focus to live, love, and think, and to strive for that. My own being is alive within Him in the person of the Holy Spirit. So how, in closing this morning, how can we cultivate trust? Number one, pray continually. Trust grows when we're in constant communication with God. It doesn't mean, church, that we've got to walk around all day long in prayer. Just praying, dear Lord Jesus, all day long. We don't have to. It's not. But what he's saying is communication. Just like you and I are praying, right, are talking right now. That's what he desires, that communication. Conversation with God. Just talk to him like we're talking. The second is remember his faithfulness. Look back at how and what God has brought us through. Stop and think about that just a minute. What has he brought you through? You see, we seem to get caught up in all the bad stuff and we wallow in it. He wants us to remember what we've already been through and grow. The third thing is meditate on his word. The Bible's full of God's promises, church, to those of us who trust him. I want to ask you a question this morning. How often do you pick that word up and read it? For years as a pastor, we did read through the Bible in a year, and I did it. It was tough. The Lord challenged my heart this year to do it again this year, and I'm doing it. I'd miss a night, and I'd have to go back, you know, occasionally, and I'd have to go back and read two nights, but my goal is to get through. And hey, there's some passages that are chapters and books that are harder than others, but that's his word. How often are you in picking up the word? How often are you reading it? Meditating on it. And then lastly, surround ourselves with people of faith. Well, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. No, you don't. But we all need that community of faith. We all need each other to strengthen us. Because we go home, tomorrow we get in that crazy, wild world again. And we have to deal with the stuff we deal with every day. We need to strengthen each other. We need each other. We need to be around with each other. The people you hang around with, do they tell you what you need to hear? Or do they tell you what you want to hear? There again, are they uplifting? You see, church, trust is a daily choice. It's daily choice. We choose every day. But when we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, he does what only he can do. He leads us. He provides for us. And he never fails us. I'm going to invite you to stand this morning. These prayer warriors, partners, are up here this morning to pray with you. It's confidential. You don't have to worry about them running out of here and putting it on Facebook and calling everybody in the church and telling them the problems. They're here to pray with you, to believe with you, to pray over you in confidence and confidentiality. The Lord's leading you as we come to worship again in song. I ask that you obey the Holy Spirit. Surrender. Surrender it all to him and step out in obedience to what the Lord's telling you to do this morning. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, ascend. Set free. Heal. Anoint in the name of Jesus this morning. Help us to trust you, to know you more.
just breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Have your way. Oh, in me. Have your way.
Lord's still moving, church. People are still coming down. Be patient. If you need to leave, quietly slip out, but we don't want to get ahead of the Holy Spirit. He's moving. Lives are being touched and changed and prayed over.
like a rushing wind. Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a rushing wind. Lord, have your way.
Still struggling, we have people up front ready to pray for you. Don't fight it. Trust him. Surrender. I know the sermon was on trust, but today I just feel like the whole thing's been surrender. We got to surrender. Don't fight him. Walk on out. There's time. Lord God, we thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that anything I said of me just take away. The only Lord to receive what the Holy Spirit wants for each and every one of us. Lord, for those that are still praying this morning and being prayed for, we just continue to lift them up and ask that your spirit move, Lord. Pastor Keith this morning as he preaches as well. His touching clears mind, filling with your spirit. And Lord, as we go our separate ways, we go into our homes, our workplaces, Lord, help us to be a light in this dark world, that people will see you in us and the joy. And Lord, as we have these two come this morning to bury the past and be resurrected in your in you and in your Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray blessings on them. And we celebrate as we know that there's a celebration in heaven going on for their lives and for their dedication or obedience to be baptized as you require and ask us to do. And we honor you and praise you and thank you for your spirit in this place in Jesus' name. I'm going to just ask you to turn to the back corner back here.